Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bob, it's time for our version of Clips and Quotes. I know you get excited about this segment. It's one of your favorites. I don't know if Limits came up with a sound effect to go with after dinner drinks as well. Did you, Limits, or no?
It will be me going. Clank, clank.
There has to
clank.
Be some sort of music. How about put a thing in for after dinner music? You might find something that sort of sets the tone.
I found this.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I think we should just use this. I think that would be appropriate.
That might work. What did I ask you to get before the break, Limits, for a quote from somebody?
Now, you asked for something from Bill Cowher on the Tosh Push.
Ah, this is Bill Cowher. Bob, this has now become like this huge issue yet again because the Chiefs are bitching and moaning that there were Chief players jumping the snap. You have other people around the league. Nobody can stop it. They're complaining. Tomlin's getting asked about it. Are the Steelers going to use it? He gave a coy answer. Anything that can get them a yard, I think, would be good. I don't know that they have the personnel to do this. This was Cowher on the Tush Push.
This was on the Dan Patrick Show.
I've been against the play for 2 years, and I've made my feelings quite known. It's not a football play. It's a scrum. You know, and they had that in rugby, Dan. You know what they did in rugby? They eliminated the scrum. They took it out because it wasn't a safe play. But we keep it in the NFL. Makes sense of that one. They got rid of it because of years. So we're going to have to wait for some kind of catastrophic injury to change it. I don't think it's a good-looking play. I know that Philadelphia is good at it. It has nothing to do with the Philadelphia Eagles for me. But, you know, I think you saw that play yesterday. How many times do we see it with because of our technology today that they're leaving before the ball's even snapped? So, I mean, I don't know how we can somehow look at that play and understand that it's an injury waiting to happen, I think, personally. And it doesn't even a good-looking play. Pushing people down the field, when do you stop the push? And I think it makes it very hard for officials to understand, you know, at what point is the play over with this play.
Okay, so because it's not a good-looking, like aesthetically pleasing play, and because you're waiting, maybe you're worried, I should say, about a catastrophic injury on what is essentially a quarterback sneak. Get out of here, Bob. Stop the play if you don't like it. You had a chance as a league to get rid of it. You didn't. It's in. Only the Eagles do it to the extent that they do that effectively. The Bills are close, but I watch every Bills game, and they don't do it the way the Eagles do it. The Eagles have multiple people pushing from behind. They have a quarterback who's a freakishly strong weightlifter type, and they have a great offensive line. I wish that the rest of the league and people not in the league anymore, like Cowher, would quit their crying about this thing and find a way to stop it. You?
I think it's unstoppable, and that's why a lot of people don't like it, because it's
unstoppable for one single team.
No, I think if you probably whoever if you look at the around the league, the teams that do it, and I've seen other players use tight ends, and you know the Steelers can certainly do that if they so choose. They have big guys. Darnell Washington, for example, have him push somebody or be the guy who has the ball and try to get him. I understand what Cowher's saying, because this league has made such an issue about safety on everything they do. This can be a safety issue. When you have all those people piled up, I mean, we saw Joe Burrow's ankle get messed up the other day, his toe, because of what was a scrum. He was people falling on it. And that, you would think, makes it more likely to happen in those situations. Having said all of that, I've gotten to the point now where I agreed with Cowher, maybe not as much as he was stressing it, but I agreed. Now I've gotten to the point where it's in there, as you said, just like the kickoff game. People hate the dynamic kickoff. It does its job. So it's in there. I hated it at first just by looking at it. The more I see it, the more I think it's good.
If you can't stop it, then if you can't beat them, join them. Why don't more teams try it? Now, there was a whole piece on this on ESPN.com. It was actually a great story. The league average success rate for 4th-and-1 on non-tush plays, Bob, 67% since 2022, 84.8% if you use it, and the Eagles are close to 100%. They flat out do it better than anybody else. I don't know that there's been anything approaching a catastrophic injury on it. The Bills have converted 51 of 57, and the next team is the Bears, who have only tried it 16 times in those years. So the Eagles have tried it well over 100, the Bills 57, and the Bears are next at 16. Nobody does it. The Ravens don't want to risk Lamar. Jaden Daniels doesn't want to do it. He said he got crushed on one of those.
That's my biggest concern. Yeah,
then don't do it, I would say.
Right,
but the Eagles are willing to risk their quarterback then. Find a way to stop it. I think it's one of the greatest plays in football history.
Out of 3rd-and-1, or you know, win 1st and 2nd down, hey, so they can't do it.
When they lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs a couple years ago, 3 years ago, I think it was, I was saying when they get to 2nd and 4, why not just do it 3 straight times? And I was dead serious about it. It's unstoppable. Just keep drives alive. All you have to do is get to 3rd-and-2, 2nd-and-3, 2nd-and-4. And you should be unstoppable. They used it 6 times last weekend against the Chiefs.
I'm wondering how we sequence next, because I think the one thing that Philadelphia has done is they made it clear that every time they do it over 100 times, it's the same thing. I wonder when they're going to sequence off of that. And instead of doing it, all of a sudden Jalen Hurts drops back.
They talked this, that the guy wrote this story for ESPN, Shane Steichen, who I think is a brilliant offensive mind, whose team hasn't punted yet this season.
Right,
two games.
And 10 possessions, 10 scores.
He was saddled with a very questionable quarterback in Indy and now may have a better one, I think, in Daniel Jones. But still, the fact that he doesn't have a great record in Indy, to me, is not reflective of him being deficient in any way as an offensive mind. He invented it in Philly, Bob. He's the guy who brought it along.
Yeah.
And he said one of the reasons other people don't use it is because they don't want to practice it, because that's where you risk your players. Why would we do this in practice? Like Josh McDaniels said, the Patriots don't do it because we're not going to practice that play and get people hurt. The Eagles don't practice it either. They get their reps in the game. That's why they've perfected it. They rep it. They just repped it 6 times the other day against the Chiefs. But he also said what you said. He said they've built, when he was in Philly, they have other plays ready to go off the tush push. You just wait.
It's going to happen at one point where he looks like he's lining up for it, suddenly drops back, and somebody goes off the line because it's all just a hodgepodge of bodies. Someone's going to break free, and he's going to have an easy completion.
Now, if it's true what Andy Reid said and what Cowher and others have said, that people were moving early, well, that's an entirely separate issue. Call the game then.
Right.
If they're doing it illegally, call it, right?
Yes.
Limits? Where do you stand on this? He's on the phone, Bob. Well, what is he doing?
That's part of his job.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
See, I've started to come around on the Tush Push a little bit to the negative side, where seeing all these angles down the line, it is clear and obvious that Philadelphia is completely jumping off sides before the ball is even snapped.
Well, that's got to be called.
That has to be called. But I wonder how much that neutralizes the play a little bit. How often is that happening, and we just didn't see it before down the line that Philadelphia is jumping offside? So I think that that needs to be corrected.
They had their chance, though, Limits. The whole league had a chance to say goodbye to this play and to kill it, and they didn't. So
didn't they table it, though, for next year as well?
Yeah, I don't know, but they had their chance to kill it.
They could still bring it back up and show it anyway.
That's the difference with the kickoff. I think it's now in for good because they for a second year, voted it in.
And by the way, you know, I've heard other people say, oh, I don't see other plays in the league where you're allowed to push people from behind. It happens every single running play, practically, where you have guys running up behind the play and trying to push a guy across the first down marker in college or the end zone in college and pro. So why shouldn't you be able to do it right off the snap? I don't get it. And I'm 100% for this. I think people are jealous of the Eagles.
So if you were the Steelers, who would you? What would be your personnel grouping for this?
Well, Seattle used their fullback.
I know that.
So
you can use fullbacks. You can use tight ends. You can use big wide receivers who know how to.
The fact that they didn't use it and master it last year with Justin Fields, a guy who, not to sound callous, they had no future with anyway. So why would you worry about the injury risk if you're the Steelers? Mm-hmm. You could basically use him for that. They weren't using him for anything else down the stretch. Oh, except to come in frozen off the bench and throw a pass down the right sideline in a snowstorm in Cleveland. But they had the perfect guy, 230-pound athlete. And why wouldn't you do that with Mount Washington and Jalen, the maniac that is Jalen Warren, pushing him from behind,
or
Zach
DK
Frazier.
Metcalf, who's a big, physically intimidating guy. They could do it if they want to do it. They just, at this point, no. That doesn't mean they won't. But
what did Tomlin say yesterday? Do you have that clip? I didn't quite get this, Bob, what he was alluding to, what he was joking about. Well, I don't know what's so funny when he's so scared to do anything like this that he punts on fourth and one in a tie game late in the third quarter. If that was the Eagles, they do this play in their sleep.
Well, and they do it at various parts of the field, too. They don't wait until they get to the other side of the 50. They'll do it in their own.
They don't live in their fears.
They've considered it, but they don't run it.
Talked about the tush push and as a member of the competition committee, but while it's still a rule, have you thought at all about using it?
Yes.
With a player other than a quarterback?
I'm not going to get into strategy detail. You guys come to practice. You see what we do. You guys are trying to get me on record. Next.
I don't think anybody's too worried about what the Steelers are doing, honestly, in short yardage. Like, if he went on the record and said, yeah, we're using Mount Washington, the whole idea of the tush push is you know what we're going to do and you can't stop it.
And I think that's been proven. That if you know Philadelphia's going to do it, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You could go out and say, hey, New England, we're going to run the tush push when we're in fourth and one or third and one, so expect it.
The Steelers have tried it. They've tried it.
You can't stop it. Stop it if you have a chance to.
I agree with you. That's my whole point. The Steelers have tried it in the last couple of years, but they never had the timing quite right. It looked strange, as it does when a lot of other teams try it. I guess that's from not repping it in practice. It shouldn't be that hard. Snap the ball to somebody and two people push him from behind. It's about the simplest football play you could ever have.
I have a question for you, and I brought this up earlier, so before we get out of here today, Baker Mayfield, is he elite? I think he is, and I got a lot of pushback on that, but I think he's become one of those quarterbacks who you want on your team in clutch situations. I watched the end of that Houston game they played the other night. The 4th-and-10 escape that he made to keep their whole opportunity to win alive was incredible. Mm. But his passing, the way he goes about it, he has everything that I think an elite quarterback should have. Now, I'm not going to rank him up there ahead of guys like Mahomes or Allen or Jackson, but he's in the next category.
I'll buy that, Bob. I'll buy that. In 36 starts in Tampa, 36 starts, he has 74 touchdowns and 26 picks. I'll buy it.
Yeah, and if you look at his overall passing numbers compared to all of those guys, since 2023, you'll see he's better than almost all of them.
It's too bad he didn't become a Steeler. We could have avoided a lot of
that
mayhem.
That led to that conversation last night on the sports call where people were saying, well, you know, you could look back and say that.
Oh, no, I said it at the time.
No, I agree. Why wouldn't you after – and it's funny to me. He went all the way, you know, to Carolina? Where was he? And then he went to the Rams.
He showed up for the Rams.
And he won a game
with no practice.
Right. And yet he was discarded. Obvious reasons. They have Matthew Stafford. I get that. But then he goes to Tampa. He was a backup Trask.
Trask, yeah.
He was the backup there. He did not have that job until he got an opportunity. And once he did, then he took off. And they decided, okay, well, this is good. So then even then they didn't give him a multi-year deal until he proved it on a full-time basis, which he did, and now he's a $100 million quarterback, which is a bargain, quite frankly.
Think about the Browns. They've spent their entire history since they returned to the NFL searching for a quarterback to the point that it became, you know, a national joke how many quarterbacks they've been through. They get a guy who leads them to a playoff win, and then they basically, it seemed like they sabotaged him and then got rid of him.
Given what he was going through physically, the fact that he still played and still had an impact, I would have saluted that and said, you're my man. This is what we look for. We want gutty physical players who are capable of doing this. And I don't know if they would have thought he'd ever end up with 8,926 passing yards in the last 3 years, more than Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, or Jackson.
Did you pick him as your MVP
this year? That's why I'm supporting my argument here, because I got a lot of pushback on this, and I get it. Just like we were talking about the AL MVP and the NL MVP, guys like Jackson and Allen always will be considered. Mahomes, yes, but why not include him? If he takes Tampa, they're 2-0 now, and again, a big win on the road at Houston, and they got a division they should be able to win. Why wouldn't you think he could be a guy who goes to the AFC or the NFC championship?
I wouldn't. I agree with you on everything, every syllable you've just uttered, Bob, and I think if I had to choose my top three MVP candidates in the NFL right now, it would be Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, and Baker Mayfield. Anybody disagree there?
No.
I would put Josh Allen in there, though.
I would, too. Or I would even throw Jordan Love in
the mix. Well, I'm not saying Allen,
that game against the Ravens when he absolutely had to, delivered.
I know, but he didn't have a good game in week two. I'm not saying who I think will win it. I'm saying after 2 weeks, who has the best case.
After 2 weeks, I would probably agree with that then, yes. Although, you know, Josh Allen will be heard from before the season's over.
Of course he will.
Mahomes has a different situation.
He already has been. He was phenomenal in week one, but I'm just saying week two, he just didn't have a good game.
Right.
So guys who have had two amazing games, to me, are Jackson, Mayfield's been good, and Herbert's been great.
So how about this? Of the 0-2 teams that you see in the NFL right now, which one will be able, or two, which will be able to get to the playoffs and make an impact when they get there?
Why don't we do that next, Bob? May we? Let's take the 0-2 teams that'll make the playoffs and the 2-0 teams that won't.
That's
at
a
least
good one.
One of
I like
them.
That.
Plus, Bob, there's a clip that I really want you to hear about what Brian Kelly said this week.
Oh, I love because this.
Because it's going to give us one of the best drops that we might ever have.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tomorrow's show, oh boy, are we packed with champions. Chris Hoke joins us right off the top, and then Tyler Kennedy and a very special guest named Max Talbot will join us, Bob. Limits? There you go. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the 50-minute mark coming up on that, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Gentlemen, give me two 0-2 teams that'll make the playoffs. Limits.
I think Houston.
I was going to give you the teams first.
Oh.
Two 0-2 teams that'll make the playoffs.
Here are your choices.
And know this, Bob. Know this. Since 2020, when the playoffs expanded, teams that start 0-2 make the playoffs 12% of the time, 5 out of 41. And since 2000, only two teams that started 0-2 have won the Super Bowl. Who are they, gentlemen? Wrong. The 2001 Patriots and the 2007 Giants both started 0-2. The teams are 0-2 right now: Jets, Dolphins, Browns, Texans, Titans, Chiefs, Giants, Bears, Saints, and Panthers. Give me two that could make the playoffs, the two best bets.
Well, I would say Kansas City is the best bet,
yes,
just because they're Kansas City and they still have a very talented team, and they got off to a tough start. So that's I think we'll all say them. But then the choice gets more difficult. But of these teams that I see here, I'm going to have to choose Houston. I still like Houston, but I mean, there's no other good choice here. I can't see the Cowboys doing it. I can't see,
Cowboys are 1-1.
I mean, the Titans. Didn't I say Titans?
Yeah.
Titans, whatever I said. They're 0-2. Cleveland ain't going to do it. They're 0-2. Jets, Dolphins 0-2. They all stink.
They all stink. I agree at Houston, and you do too, Limits, yes?
I do. Their offense is kind of a mess. I mean, they had multiple three and outs in key situations against the Buccaneers. They played poor in the second half.
C.J. Stroud is really, really, he was terrible the other
night. There's always going to be, other teams know how to deal with these guys once they see a lot of them. All right, let me ask you this. The two obvious choices were Texans and Chiefs. We did that. Give me one more of the rest of this lot that you would think could make the playoffs. My pick would be the New York Giants.
I'll be honest, I don't think any of them, but if I were forced to choose, maybe the Bears could get it together. I know, I feel horrible about that too.
I would agree with that, though. The Bears could sneak in as a wild card. No.
Maybe the Giants.
Come on, you're a Jackson
Russell
Dark
Wilson
guy.
Leads
Jackson
the league.
Dark.
Well, Russell leads the league in passing yards.
I know that.
Sunny today with a high of John Stallworth, 82, low of 61. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, 1-2-0 team that will miss the playoffs. Bills, Bengals, Colts, Chargers, Eagles, Packers, Bucks, Niners, Cardinals, Rams. Give me one of those teams that's going to miss, Bob.
Arizona. Just because I think that's a tough division, and I like the way it's. I'll say
that hurts my feelings, Bob,
right,
because
say,
I picked Arizona to win that division.
I know
division.
You did. So I'm going to say this for you, just because I'm gonna say Arizona and the Rams both missed the playoffs.
Wow, the Rams!
Holy ostrich milk! Yeah. Why the Rams?
Just because I'm going out on a limb and trying to pick something that you won't pick.
I'm gonna make a guarantee on this pick, Bob. They call it a lock, I believe.
My lock would be Tampa Bay. I love that team.
No, I mean a lock to be 2-0 and miss.
Yeah. Miss
is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay, well, that's, I mean, given their state of affairs with Joe Burrow being out and their offensive line stinking, that's probably a very good pick.
Twinning is everything?
Right. Yeah, the Bengals are my pick. I think Browning's a decent backup, but that's all he is. Give him a couple games, he might win a few. Burrow being out 3 months has completely ended their season.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. Their season's done. Their season's cooked. Wait a second. You and Bob agreed the other day that it's not cooked.
I said it wasn't cooked, and I'll stand by that because I don't think
it is. He said it the other day. He agreed with you, and now he's going back on it, Bob.
He does that a lot. He said 1983 quarterback class. He forgot he said it. Then he said, I'll stand by it.
What I said is I think that the Bengals can beat the Steelers in a game with Jake Browning. I still stand by that. Like, I think Browning could get them for a game. Like, they're going to be floating right around 500. I just don't think they're going to make the playoffs and be able to, you know, make any do there.
Did we thank Mr. Hester Limits?
Yes.
Yes.
What a nice man he is. Bob, I'm looking forward, very much forward to tomorrow's show. I can tell you that.
That'll be fun. And I know Hokey Bro's going to bring it. He's pumped up about everything, and he has some good hot takes.
Right off the bat, Hokey Bro.
You know what? You're spoiled. You're spoiled.
We are spoiled tomorrow.
Who said that?
I guess that was Brian Kelly.
You know what? You're spoiled. You're spoiled.
I like that. Let's play that whole thing tomorrow, and I'll see you guys tomorrow, Tyler Kennedy and Max Talbot. And then, Bob, we end today on a very somber note. The Steelers putting out the news that Dale Lawley has passed away. I know he worked with them, for them, covered them for a long time. I think he was, 56 or 57?
Way too young. Way too young to go.
But after he had some
cancer issues that he was dealing with, and I know that takes a toll.
Spent time with him at training camp from year to year. We'd play basketball. Just a good guy and good at what he did. And to Dale's family and friends, we send our condolences as a show.
Absolutely. He was very passionate about what he did. He loved getting the opportunity to work for the Steelers and writing about them. I've done some shows over there with him and in their studio. You know, very up on everything that he had to cover, and just was a nice person all the way around. So certainly condolences, sympathies to his family. That's too early to lose someone at 56.
Man, is it ever. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Rest in peace, Dale. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.